Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? What's up? Y'all have tuned in to another week of keeping it real hot and freaking fresh. You got your host, Tia Tori D. Who else do we have on the line tonight?
Yada and Tia.
What's up, Yada? And who else we got hosting tonight?
You got your Z to the F-L-Y, Z-Fly.
Well, that's what's up. And we are just so grateful to have you guys tune in for another really hot and fresh, as we're keeping it all summer long edition of Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. So, again, we just want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show. We are so excited. Tonight's topic is going to be pretty deep, so we're going to get right into it. But what we like to do first is a little section that we call the Weekly Inspiration.
Yeah, it's done by you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My bad.
Number the devil.
Tommy, he on the line, too. He can't introduce himself. What's up with that, Tommy?
I wasn't included in the shout-outs that y'all was throwing in the beginning. Y'all just started talking and left me out.
That's why you didn't open your mouth. Didn't I say who on the line?
Okay.
And they said their names, and then after that started talking, I mean, you just cut me out.
I want everybody out there to pause and give a shout-out to Smooth T. He is on the ones and twos tonight. What's up, Smooth T?
I'm chilling.
What's up?
So that's what's up. What was you about to say, Z?
I just want to say hey to my girl, Yada. What's going on, Yada?
Hey, I've been under the weather. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I heard it was raining cats and dogs down there, too.
Yeah, they have, like, closed all the schools and, like, state of emergency. Like, it's quite ridiculous.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Now, you know what? It's crazy because back in my day, I'm talking about it could have rained to Noah built the ark. They weren't going to close school.
Okay. Yeah.
So it must be really crazy. But it's kind of like a good thing for Georgia because I can remember when I lived there, and I go to visit there often. You know, I still have a place down there. But it was a time where there was, like, a drought down there, and they were needing the rain. You know, we were actually, like, praying for rain to come. So has the creek filled back up? Because it was really scary to drive past that creek or drive past that river, actually, and it looked like a creek. I mean, you could literally see the tree stumps at one time.
Actually,
has that filled back up?
We've needed the rain for a long time, but the problem is it's going so fast. It's flooding so fast. So once it starts raining, it rains, you know, like it just floods immediately. So that's the scary part about it. I stepped out of the building today in my office, and by the time I stepped in the street, I stepped in water up to my ankles, you know, so it was just it's crazy.
That
so forth.
Is crazy.
It's we needed it. It's getting a little scary because there are a lot of reports of a lot of things that have occurred, you know, but just hopefully, you know, everybody will try to be as careful as possible and, you know, we'll get replenished by this rain as well.
Right, because you know how that thing says no rain, no rainbows. And I mean, people think that's just a cute commercial, but boy, that is just so significant. You know, so we definitely know the rain is important, but we want to just pray for all our family in the ATL and everywhere because it was flooding somewhere else. I can't think of it last week, so we just want to send all our prayers and all our love out to those families. And some people, you know, don't even have flood insurance because, you know, who would expect that, you know,
right,
in Atlanta? So a special shout out to those people, too, who have to start from scratch. You know, we definitely want to shout them out.
No doubt.
So I guess we're going to go ahead on. Z, did you have anything else before we went into the weekly inspiration?
No, I'm going to shut up.
No, you good? Because I'm going to let everybody do their announcements as soon as we get done. But we'll go ahead and do the weekly inspirations. We'll do our announcements, and then we'll go ahead and get into the show. So this week's weekly inspiration is going to come from Galatians 6 and 9. And the scripture says, and this is the King James Version. I didn't remix it this week. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I chose this scripture today because I wanted to offer some encouragement. You know, sometimes the weekly inspiration step on our toes a little bit, but this week I wanted to offer some encouragement to the person or to the people out there who are beginning to feel like their best isn't good enough. Like everything that they're trying to do is all for nothing. You know, there's someone saying, Lord, I'm faithful to the church. I pay my tithes. I'm always available when they need me. But yet, you know, when I look around, I still have nothing. I'm still in lack. And there might be someone saying, you know, I went to college. I graduated. I did everything I was supposed to do. I got all my credits, but yet I still can't find a job. You know, and there's some people, especially in this economy, who have invested all that they have in certain businesses, and the businesses have flopped, and they're like, you know, Lord, what's going on? What am I going to do? But this scripture I chose because it reminds us to not be weary in well-doing. It reminds us that God sees all, he knows all, and he rewards all, because, as the saying goes, in due season we're going to reap if we faint not. And what does reap mean? A lot of times we use the word reap in like a bad sense, like, okay, girl, anything you do, you're going to reap what you sow. But you can also use that in a good sense, because when we reap good, when we reap hard work, when we sow good, when we sow hard work, and when we sow dedication, we're also going to reap that. The Bible only asks us that we faint not, and that just means that we don't give up, that we hang in there, and we keep holding God according to his word. And I just want everybody to know that your labor is not in vain. Everything that you're trying to do, everything that you're doing your best at, is not in vain. And in due season, God will reward you if you faint not. And that is your weekly inspiration.
Amen.
I think I needed that one. So what y'all think about it?
We loved it.
I sound like I was going to preach over here.
No, that was really good. Really good.
So let's do this. Let's go ahead and get into some announcements. So what y'all got going on in y'all neck of the woods? It doesn't matter who starts first.
Okay, well, do y'all want the good or the sad first? Y'all let me know. I got some sad news.
We want the real hot and fresh news, regardless whether it's good or bad. So what's up? What you got going on?
Oh, well, it's not actually me, but actually listeners out there, just to let you know that our girl D-Money, she's no longer
D-Money.
With
D-Money!
Yeah, she's no longer with us. Not saying she's dead. She's not dead. But D-Money, she's no longer with us, you know, for other, you know, personal things that's going on in her life. But she wanted to shout out to all the listeners and all the fans, you know, that enjoy these discs. That she's really sorry, but she sends out her love, but, yeah, she's no longer.
And it's personal good things, too, because we don't want to give the impression that, you know, she's down on her love. No. These are personal, good, outstanding things that are going on in her life. So we definitely wish her the absolute best,
exactly.
You know, in everything.
Yeah.
Good luck,
sure.
D.
Yes.
Good that's
luck,
for sure. So what else y'all got going on in y'all neck of the woods?
Unemployment.
Wow.
That's not being paid by the government. I mean, breaking unemployment.
That seems to be going on a lot when we have almost 10% of our population that is unemployed right about now. So let's give a shout out to all those people that are unemployed and getting those good.
Please find work too.
We can say good unemployment benefits. What'd you say, Yada?
I said, please find work soon. If you live in the city of East Point, Georgia, give me a call at 404-768-0078. Extension 230, and I will help you find a job.
Okay,
that's
please say that again.
Yep.
Please say that again for all of
that's
our ATL listeners, because we got so much family and so many listeners from the ATL. Say that one more time, Yada.
If you live in the city of East Point, Georgia, you can give me a call at 404-768-0078, extension 230, Miss Woodard, and I will help you find a job.
Wow, that is a blessing.
It sounds like I'm going to be hopping on the plane sometime soon, making the move here.
I know, that's right, because you got to do what you got to do to get that paper.
No.
So that's what's up, and that's the type of stuff that we love here at the Keep It Real Hot and Fresh Show. We never want our listeners to think that we just come on and talk and, you know, just have fun, but we definitely are a show with a purpose, and that's why I love it so much. The only announcements that I have as far as my neck of the woods are, you know, I just want to say thanks to all the biker boys and biker girls that came out this weekend. We had an absolute ball, and it was, you know, for a great cause. So special thanks to the Goon Squad Bike Club. If you would think for them to be called Goon Squad, it would be a lot of goons, but no, these are young, progressive black men that come together, and they do so much for the community. So I just want to give them a big shout-out. And I also want to shout out Cumberland Lane. We have a blast every Sunday. It's called like the Celebrity Bowl. You know, we play on Sundays here in Nashville, and that's at Cumberland Lane's every Sunday from 7 to 11. And then they leave there and go to Out of Bounds. And I want to give a special shout out to Finesse. She's the host there. I want everybody to come out this weekend for her birthday celebration. So. As far as my neck of the woods, those are really my major announcements. Just shout outs. And we also want y'all to go to our website, which is www.myspace.com/Z Fly. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it's a forward slash.
Okay, my bad. Real Hot and Fresh. And you can leave us your community events. You know, we don't mind announcing them on the air. Just leave us your events there. Or you can definitely call in. And let me give you guys that call-in number for tonight. It's 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136, because we have an awesome topic tonight that we're going to do. But before we go into our topic, we're going to play a song by one of our artists that we featured last week. His name was James Flame. So we're going to play his song, and as soon as we come back, we'll go right into our topic. Y'all remember to keep it real hot and fresh.
Yeah. What it do, man? We about to give you a little story about how it go down in SD. You know, how day go be. So if you feel it, let us know. Tell them how it go.
San Diego, it ain't what it seems. See everything that glitters. John Wayne, but my clique keep it 3,000 like Andre. We say nigga rappers couldn't even rap all those wild eyes. We do that we can. SD bitch from the box to the pan. Talk shit, get crushed on like a coke can. Quinn in my option, that's how I program. Who's better than me? Homie, no man. I stay holding the mic, gripping the mic stand. I'm trying to make it smell. Y'all racking in spam. My rhymes go hard. Lyrics deadly. I put them 6 feet deep and have them buried. I don't lose no sleep. I'm always ready. Got the kind of flow that'll leave you bloody. I rap kind of different. Extraterrestrial. I rap to anything because I'm hella first. I don't care if you think I'm weak. I speak what I speak because I'm better than most that speak. You know the hip hop needs that race. You just fucking shit up like a little crazy bitch. You music shop, no relation because it's terrible according to my information. Just trying to set it up to be courageous. But back down quick when I put someone to say shit. Y'all don't got me intimidated. I'm shitting on y'all. Y'all carpet. I'm good or better than the rest, who is you? There can only be one, that's not you. Interstate traffic king, promise to repeat. Interstate traffic king, wait up in the streets. Nigga think he on top, he ain't hard to reach. Nigga think he home safe, but it been breached. Shit known that niggas don't work a brink. You can kiss me out, pumping like a respirator. Yeah, hold my girl, rhyme like an elevator. Anyway, yeah, move away, make cake. Kind of pave and it shakes like an earthquake. Guys in the city, man, it's big heat. Got things doped up like athletes. Whole circle in the block like an orbit. Higher than my space, cause you watch an orbit. Yeah, I do it when it's doing now, getting gritty. Through the dirt, to the pain when you in the city. Do it like Mr. Keith, folks, take pity.
That's what's up. Again, that was our new artist that we featured on last week. His name is James Flames, and he came through here and blazed it up. We had a real good time. So what y'all think about that song right quick?
You know, I'm glad you said it, because, see, I want to know what Tommy thinks of that song, because Tommy, he's very hard on people. So I'm just curious what Tommy thinks. So, Tommy, what do you think about that song?
It's pretty good. He kind of sounds like Chameleon to me.
What makes
really?
I?
Huh?
I said, what makes I?
He had a flow.
My taste in music, you know, I wasn't, it was the hottest, but I'm not going to say it wasn't. It was pretty nice.
Okay. See, that's why I asked Tori. I knew he was
going to say something. I'll say he's better than some people I've heard on this show.
Okay, well, that's what's up. So you say the talent is getting better and better every week, huh?
Okay.
We have had some outstanding talent on here. Seriously. Folks,
y'all are crazy.
No. I think that it takes a lot of talent to be able to flow like that fast,
yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? Because I write raps too, so it's like, you know, to be able to have that speed, and I kind of like the style of the flow, you know, but like you say, it just, I would like to hear more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we definitely, you know, we'll be playing our new artists from time to time because, you know, that's one of the main things that we do on this show. You know, we promote the new and upcoming artists. So, you know, we definitely will be playing his music later on. And it's for some reason, and I mean, this may be a little bit, y'all probably ain't heard him in a while, but y'all don't think he sound like E-40 a little bit? Is it just me?
No.
E-40 got his own style. It ain't nobody like E-40.
Y'all don't think so? It's like a mixture of E-40 and Youngbug. I don't know.
No, that ain't.
What you say? That ain't real high up fresh. Okay, guys, so we can go ahead and get into the topic tonight because it's in all seriousness, it's a very, you know, serious topic. And the question tonight is, why are the number of gangs and gang members on the rise? What is lacking from these young adults' lives to make them want to take part in such a negative activity? What do young men really need to know to help them stay on the right track? So how do you guys feel about that question? Because we got, like, tons and tons of information on this, but on a personal note, how do you guys feel about it?
Wow. Can I go first?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well,
y'all know me.
in the area of, in the area that I live in, you know, in the past, gay were really, like, prevalent, and, you know, they did a lot, you know, and then it kind of died down, and now they're on the rise again. But I think it really comes from a lack of things to do, a lack of people to be with, mentors, you know, real people in their lives. So they click up together, and they form gangs, and they do what they want to do. They get money how they want to get money. They run the streets, you know, whatever the case may be. And I think it's just a lack of it. It's more so than just, you know, being, like, horrible people or whatever. I think, you know, it's that sense of family.
Right. What you think, Smooth T?
I think it's sad and pathetic. That's what I think. You need all these dudes around you to show you love and stuff. Yeah. It just sounds all right to me. I'm glad. Well, that's just me.
So you're saying
like
the argument that people are looking for love, they just say all right?
It ain't like they're just looking for love, though. If you're just looking for love, you can have plenty of friends that just, you know, show you love, but... Y'all want to knuckle up and get your hustle on and shoot people for no reason.
Yeah.
You shooting people because they shot your people, or you shooting people because you shot their people. It's just stupid. Yeah, you got dumb reasons for doing stuff.
That's exactly.
Like a waste of time person. And I got no respect for anybody that's a gang member.
I feel you on that.
The acts of violence are, you know, they make no sense, you know. I understand, you know, on the flip side. But, like, I think that, I don't know, I just see in my area, a part of my job is to find things, you know, for the youth or the teens to do. And even when I do find things for them to do, it's still just not enough. Like, they still so easily get involved in, you know, acts of crime or whatever the case may be. Like, it's crazy.
So, Z-Fly, what you think about it, though? Like,
right,
what would be your take? Because we've heard, you know, lack of things to do, you know, lack of resources, no, you know, no respect for themselves. So what do you think?
I mean, I definitely think it is, you know, those things. And also, too, I think sometimes it's just, like, you know what I'm saying, to be known. Like, for example, you know, like, maybe, like, you're in a house or whatever. Maybe you don't get that much attention from your parents or, you know, you could kind of express yourself in a gang, even though it's not in a good way you're expressing yourself. But, you know what I'm saying, you're expressing yourself, you know what I'm saying, you're kind of showing people that, hey, you know, I'm tough, I'm bad, I'm this. Or whatever. I mean, I think for some people, you know, that could be it. However, at the same time, I mean, I personally do not like gangs. I mean, just the whole, you know, the whole what they represent. You know, like what Tommy said. You know, they just be running, stealing, hurt innocent people for no reason. You know, like the gang leader or whoever. You know, they give these people tasks. You know, go steal this or go shoot this person. Sometimes it's innocent people. You know, I see on the news all the time where people are mugged or stabbed or whatever. You know what I'm saying, from gang activity. You know, and it just makes people in the community not feel safe. You know what I'm saying? You got gangs around. You got people staying on the streets. You got people, you know, ready to vandalize things. And I mean, I personally am against it. And then, you know, it's really sad to see that, you know, whenever you think of a gang, you think of males. You know what I'm saying? It's sad to see that young men are participating in these negative acts. And
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, no, I was just going to say that's, I think, is the most saddest thing about it. And then, you know, most of the races, well, we ain't get on that, but, yeah, but it's just sad that it's young men doing it. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to actually give you some surprising statistics, and this comes from a resource called, it's a book called Gangs in America, and this is the third edition. This is the latest edition, and it's written by C. Ronald Hawk. Let me give you guys some statistics and our listeners some statistics about gangs in America. And I want to remind you guys, the listeners, if you have, like, your opinions or thoughts, feel free to call in to 646-200-3136 and just let us know what's on your mind and let us know what's on your thoughts, because that's how we're all going to grow together as a community and learn. But in his book, he says that there are over 26,000 gangs in America, okay?
Mm.
He says the membership is over 850,000. 63%, and this is what was surprising to me, it says 63% of gang members are actually young adults. Yeah. And only 37% are juveniles. Mm. And, you know, I'm thinking that gangs start at, like, you know, 13, but by the time you get grown, you know, you kind of be done got that out the system. And, you know,
yeah.
But this is the exact opposite. He's saying that more gangs are filled with young adults. So, you know, these are grown people.
Now, whenever you say young adults, you mean, like,
this.
Early 20s?
Right, exactly. Young adults will be 18 and 25.
That's pitiful.
You know, as far as his, you know, scenario. And
yeah.
then in 1997, he did a survey, and this what, is going to kind of tip on what you said. You would be surprised to know, Z-Fly, that 38% of gang members are women.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
38% of gang members are women. So you got women out there, you know, that are packing it and that about it. And it goes
oh.
on to say that, you know, it's no longer a West Coast thing. You know what I
yeah.
mean? It's no longer
but I think
it's there. There are gangs everywhere. And of the gangs in America, 47% are Hispanic, 31% are Black, 13% are White, 7% are Asian, and 2% are other. And that statistic is so painful to hear.
It sure is painful.
Wow.
That
wow.
is painful to hear. But those are the facts that are out there about gangs in America. So I was curious to see what some people thought. So I polled, you know, some of my friends on Facebook, and I give you some of the answers. And I put this question on here. You know, the why the number of gangs. And so Tamika L, and I'm not going to call their last name because I'm, you know, just
yeah.
in case. They don't want to be embarrassed or whatever. But we posed the question, and she said, when you get the answer to that question, let me know. Grown-ass men. Wow, in the game. So I was like, okay. And that was her response. She wanted to know, you know, when we get the answer, when we figure it out, let her know. She just couldn't believe, you know, that grown people, grown men, like what I just said, were in gangs.
So but you know what?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I was just thinking, but you know, but like, whenever you say that, now that I kind of think about it, I mean, it somewhat makes sense. I mean, like, if you kind of think about, you know what I'm saying, like, from 18 to 25, that is kind of like, that is kind of like that year. But, like, you know, some people who they're trying to figure out, you know, what they're trying to do, especially like 18, 19, and 20, you know, you're trying to figure out, you know, do you want to go to college, you know, what kind of career you
right.
want. Right. Exactly. Some people, they don't know, you know what I'm saying? Some people, you know, it's just hard for them. So then they do kind of, you know, go towards a negative act, like, game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's a way to get money. You know, you're selling drugs or whatever to get
yeah.
easy money. I mean, like, for some people, you know, they do kind of, you know, fall into that. And it's sad
mm-hmm.
it's the age range because, you know, that age range
yeah.
right there is where you, you know, supposed to kind of really, you know, kind of figure out, you know, what you want to do. And it's sad
exactly.
that, you know what I'm saying? It's sad that you may fall into gang,
and
being
that's
a gang member.
53%, so that's more than half. And so then
yeah.
another one of our friends, he's a Sigma, so he had to represent for the Sigma Brothers. He said that he felt like it was no role models and lack of guidance because the second question that we posed was, why does a person choose a gang over college? You know, once we found out that the young adults were it, why would a person say a gang versus college? And he said that they feel like the quick, easy money is worth it. And when you look at the fact that he says lack of role models and lack of guidance, we have to say, and I know that, you know, nobody wants to admit this, but in these communities, in our communities, the single parent at home, who's guiding our boys? Who's guiding
yeah.
our girls? Who's telling them, you know, when mama is at home with the kids by herself and she's working two jobs, who's telling them that what you see on TV and BET 106 in part ain't reality?
Hmm.
Who's setting the role model? And then he went on to say that they have no guidance. You know, who's guiding our kids out there now?
It's deep.
My mama told me, too. She made that abundantly clear.
Okay.
TV is just that most times TV, purely entertainment.
Yeah.
Most
but you know,
rappers out here, they may have lived a gang member life, but they're not going to tell you to go out here and join a gang. They tell you to go out here in the music industry just for money.
Yeah. So what we're going to do right now, guys, because this is a very interesting topic, and I have we have so much more, you know, stuff to talk about when it comes to this. We're going to go into a very quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with you guys. Stay with us and remember to keep it real hot and fresh.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.bounotgagged.com.
I'm Rob Lightbound of Trial Weather Services. Tune in to XBN or visit our website at crownweather.com this hurricane season for the most up-to-date information about any hurricanes that may be out in the Atlantic. I'll be keeping a very close eye on the tropical Atlantic during the entire 2009 hurricane season. So, join me from the Crown Weather Services Weather Desk on XBN for all of your hurricane information.
Okay, y'all, for those who are just tuning in, this is the Keeping It Real Hot and Freaky Freaky Fresh show. We got your hosts, Yada Smooth T, Z-Fly, and Tori D on the ones and twos tonight. And tonight's topic, we are discussing gangs in America and why so many young adults are choosing the gang lifestyle, you know, over the regular 9-to-5. So, you guys, with the statistics that we just gave, how do you all feel about gangs in your community? I mean, are you all being infested with gang activity?
Let's see. How do I put this? Well, right now I'm in New York City, so I think that speaks for itself. So we're not gonna talk about that.
You better be quiet on the phone. You better not talk too loud.
Okay, I'm gonna say nothing, especially with the Bronx that close to me. But back in North Carolina, where I'm from, I mean, yeah, I mean it's definitely, you know, it makes you feel uneasy because you know, for those of y'all who know about Durham, North Carolina, which is, you know, kind of sister to Raleigh, the capital, Durham is really getting infested with gangs. You know, there's a part of Durham that I mean, that's just getting bad. I mean, there has been, like, you know, shootings and stabbings. Now, it's really, like, kind of, like, eye-popping because, you know, whenever you think of Raleigh, well, whenever you used to think of Raleigh, Durham, you know, you would think of a kind of like a, you know, kind of a quiet, slow city. But now, you know, people or young adults or whatever, you know, they're just starting these gangs. You know, they're trying to be, like, the Crips and Bloods. And then, you know what, that right there is sad. It's sad that, like, they look at, you know, gangs like Crips and Bloods, and it's kind of like a role model type thing. Like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to be a Crip. I mean, that's sad. You know what I'm saying?
Be your
I mean,
own man.
Yeah. you know, they're not looking at anything positive. It's always about, you know, how, you know what I'm saying, looking at negative type things, you know, to follow. And right. I just think that's just sad.
And we had another friend. You said what, Smoothie?
So I think you see the glamour side of it, you know, the fact that I'm in a gang and I can rip my city or my street or my block or whatever. I'm not going to tattoo any street name I live on my skin, for one. Two, I'm not going to be ripping it like crazy because it ain't that serious, really. What happens if
right.
you move?
Right, exactly. Doing that. Like it's a joke to me.
If you move.
It's a joke to me, but it's really you know, it's out here. So I was talking to some of the youth at my after-school program this afternoon about the topic. And I asked them, you know, and one guy told me that his stepfather put him in it, and the other boy was saying that, I don't know, like, it's for real, you know, so it's crazy, but, like, for me, it's like, so, I'm so far removed, like, I live my own life, so I was trying to let them know that they should, you know, seek things, you know, greater in life and in their own things.
Yeah.
Right, and we had another friend on Facebook. His name is Carl C. He's actually representing for the Nuke Sim Pretty Boys. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Y'all know how I am when it comes to Capitol or whatever. But anyway, so he was just saying something that kind of went along with what Tommy was saying, and he said that most of them do it. He also said the no role models, but he went on to say because of low self-esteem. And
yeah.
You remember how Tommy was saying how it gives them the bling, it gives them the glam. But what would put in a young man's heart that is living? You know, other than these role models that we see on TV that are not role models. So
right.
And
the people in their cities. You got these gang member drug dealers riding around here in brand new Escalades, and I've seen some people driving Phantoms. And these people are staying in the hood. And he's got $400,000 car sitting outside. But
right.
You got these little boys just looking at this like, well, this dude's out here getting money. I want money like this. So it's not just rapping to people on TV. It's what they actually can see for themselves around them. They got their boy who may be a friend of their cousin or something, and he's sitting up here with $1,200 in his pocket that he just made this morning.
Well,
so,
would you all agree, though, that we as a community, we don't look out for each other the way we used to? And the reason why I say that is because back in the day, we also had the same amount of positive role models. We also had people owning their own, you know, restaurants and their own stores. And it's like the level of mentorship is down. I don't see a lot of a mentoring going on anymore. As a society, it just seems like everybody is out for themselves. So it's like we almost leave our youth no other option but, you know, to find love and friendship there with the game.
Yeah.
So, like, do you all even know of any outreach programs in your area that you may want to mention?
You know.
I have a few, but I don't know. If someone calls, please put them in contact with me, and I'll get them what they need.
Okay, and that's an excellent point you just made. And we also want to do this, too, because we know that the time is winding down. Let's just say a person is listening and you are in a gang and you do want to get out. There is help. You know, back in the day, a lot of people would think once you're in a gang, you know, that's it, or you can't move out of your city, or what are you going to do if you want to get out? But there is help, and we have two websites here that we want you guys to go to if you seriously say to yourself, you know, this is where I am now, but this is not where I want to be. You know, we've all made mistakes. We've all been in vicarious situations in our life. But here are two websites that you can go to. One of them is gangstyle.com, and there's gangstyle.com. And at this particular website, I really liked it because it has all type of help on there for battered women, for women that are, you know, suffering from abortion, for people that want to get out of gangs, for people that want to get off drugs. So that's just an excellent website for, you know, a lot of different things. And then the second website is OperationNoGangs.org. Again, that's OperationNoGangs.org. For neither one of these websites do you have to have, like, any type of money or anything like that. They are there to help you if you want to get out of a gang. So I just wanted to make sure that we did mention that, you know, that there is help out there. And I would have to say, too, that we can't ignore the fact that the economy also has a lot to do with it. Because sometimes when people lose their jobs and they lose their stability, sometimes the only thing that they know to do is go out and rob somebody. And I'm not justifying it at all. I'm just saying that sometimes when people's back are pushed against the wall and when times are hard, they go into survival mode. You know what I mean? And this is the only way that some people know how to survive. So that may be another reason, because I've even heard Jay-Z say more than one time that if he wasn't an artist, he might be robbing somebody. Mm. Or they better be glad that they gave him a record deal. You know what I mean?
Right.
There are people out there with that type of mentality. You know, they back get pushed against the wall. They can't get help from anybody, so that they feel like, you know, that's all that they have to do. Not in any way justifying it, but it is something that we have to bring up. Because I often think about New Orleans, you know, the murder capital of the world, you know, as they say. I'm sorry, of America, as they say. But you say, why are they down there killing each other in New Orleans? You know, what would lead to that? It ain't no jobs. It ain't no resources. It's not any other options. So what happens is, you know, lack of education, people go into survival mode. And we, you know, we can't forget that point. So what y'all think about that?
That's different. You know, by it being New Orleans area, you know, it being no jobs, that's understandable to a degree. It's understandable how, you know, that many people can be going crazy or whatever, but it ain't just New Orleans that's got gangs. Arizona's got gangs like crazy. The Crips and the Bloods are all out here like crazy. But I don't buy into that, so.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Hold on 1 second. 919 area code, you're on the line. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. You have anything to add to the topic tonight? 919 area code.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. You're on live. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. Do you have anything to add?
Well, I appreciate you having this topic. My name's Katrina. I know one of your hosts.
No. Katrina, Ashley, you know two of the hosts, because the other one is Julius.
What's up? Okay, well, I know two of your hosts.
Okay.
Well, I actually appreciate that you're doing this topic. I study criminal justice, and gangs are definitely a problem. They're not just a problem in urban areas anymore. It's all over. People who are middle class, upper class, people who have two parents, people who have family that are doing well, they're still getting involved in situations like this for one reason or another. It's not necessarily because they don't have money or because they don't have this or that or the other. Some people are getting into it just because they need something to do, like somebody stated earlier.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you just to mention the economy too. I write poetry, and I wrote a poem about taking care of our people and taking care of our fellow man, because the economy is bad and a lot of people do struggle and they look in for avenues and ways to help. But we have all of our rich people going out into other countries trying to take care of babies in Asia or Africa, but we got people on our streets who are living and who are hungry and who are fighting and who don't have adequate food or adequate education. And, you know, we're not taking the time to make sure that we're reaching out to them, which is what we need to do as a community. We need to fight for each other. So, sorry. I mean, I really like this topic.
No,
I just wanted to say that.
I totally agree 110%. You know, it's going to be hard for me to feed the neighbor across the street when my children are starving. You know, that doesn't even make sense. But you're exactly right. That's the way that we operate over here. So is anybody in your community doing anything as far as trying to reach out to the gang, the gang members?
Where I live right now, to be honest, I haven't really stepped out and seen. I used to live in Durham, and I lived actually on a bad street where they post notices on our door to say don't open your door because people are getting raped. And, you know, they had houses blocked up, you know, down the street. And I know they were trying to always do community activities there. But where I'm at right now, I'm in Virginia, and I haven't seen a lot of it around here. But, I mean, that's something that's close to my heart, so I would love to go back home and get involved and help people. Mm-hmm. I even worked at a high school where I had to learn gang signs because we had Bloods and Crips up in the high school up in Durham, and I had to know if they were flashing each other and if something was about to start. So it's really prevalent in our society, and it shouldn't be overlooked. Even if we don't think that it's going on around us, it's right next door to us.
And the fact that you just said that was at school, so, you know, a school is a place where a child is supposed to go to learn and to get better and to get educated. And the fact that you guys will have to learn something like that for school,
exactly.
You know, that just speaks volume.
Exactly. And this was back in, to be honest with you, this was back in 2000 and 2001. So imagine, you know, where we're at today.
Right.
Just last year, I heard about Rocky Mount, and this was in North Carolina. They said the gun was getting real bad there in the schools, and this was in middle school and elementary school. They said the kids would not take tests that were different colors. They wouldn't use pencils that were certain colors. And they were used to do their work sometimes just because their test might be blue or it might be red. I'm not taking
that. Oh, my goodness.
And you look at some of the artists today, and I'm not even going to pretend like I don't like some of the artists and their songs, but they just flash who they're with, and they pick up people and they're like, yeah, I'm a blood, and I'm a blood for life, and I'm the die, or I'm a crip, and all this stuff, and it's becoming pop culture. It's becoming something that's
right.
to do and that's supposed to be acceptable. Instead of, actually this is, look at deeply what this is doing to our community, and we're uprooting ourselves.
Right.
I'm going to get off the phone so I don't, I talk about this all day long. But
Katrina,
I just want to
we
call
totally
in.
Appreciate you calling in, and we love to hear, different point of views. And I think that the point that you made about it being pop culture now, I mean, that's a phenomenal point because it is almost like a fad or a trend now.
Exactly.
Like there's something cool. So we thank you so much for calling in, and just remember to keep it real hot and fresh.
Absolutely.
All right,
have a good one.
Bye.
Okay, you too.
Wow.
It is crazy.
That
the biggest rapper out there right now is, he's a blood, which is Lil Wayne.
Oh,
Gang's a blood.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he even went there with it. I knew, that the Game did, but I didn't know Wayne did.
Yeah, I think
And I mean, it's sad because ain't neither one of them none of that. What are you talking about?
It was so many.
These are people that were in their hood, ripping their streets where they're from and everything. Look at where they live. Nowhere near their street.
They're not. It's in a sense like, it's like, they are. If they deal with that, if they claim that, then, in some sense, we don't know exactly what might be going on.
Exactly.
Well, I know they're not going to the hood laying down. When was the last time you heard them getting their chains robbed? Because if they was going back to the hood, they wouldn't have no teeth. You matter of fact, he wouldn't have no teeth because he got platinum all on his teeth. He wouldn't have no teeth if he was living in the hood. We're coming down to, we got 12 minutes left on the show, and of course we want to go into our ghetto, so I want to get everybody's final say on this, and it doesn't matter who starts first.
Okay, well, let me just start, I'll start first. I'm also read one of our Facebook friends. She had actually also posted on our page. Her name is Renee J. I won't say her last name, but she...
Okay.
About the topic tonight, she just said that she thinks, the reason why a lot of gangs are starting is because of a lot of outcastness, jobless. She said tons of reasons why peeps, especially young ones, would join a gang. She said lots of peeps in this world these days cry more for attention from peeps because they never got it, when they was growing up. She said they can't get it musically or they can't get it financially or whatever. And she says, so what they'll do is they'll get it in another way, that they're good at. So that was Renee J's comment to this topic tonight. But my final thoughts will actually just be for young men. I mean, I kind of like what Tori D said, in the beginning, that, women are also.
Sorry about that. We got a phone call. Do you mind, Z-Fly? Do we have time to answer that?
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
Good evening to the beautiful.
Hey, Mr. Ganji?
Yes.
Mr. Ganji?
Yes, this is Ganji.
Yes, you are on live with Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh Show. Did you have a comment for the show tonight?
Well, I do, and good evening to the lovely Diana and the Tommy and the Mac.
Okay, Mr. Ganji, tell us your comment for tonight. We got about 10 minutes left on the show.
Well, my comments are, I think that the gang problem, you must raise the children correctly. I raised my children correctly, and, when he gets into a fight, I tell him, the one you are fighting with, you must forgive him. You must shake hands to him.
Wow.
You must raise the children, you know, to learn to do their play. You know, they must do their plays and to be they forgive and to shake hands to them. And if they say, Babu, do not shake hands to me, you must still forgive him.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think that's an excellent lesson that we got to teach our young people today, how to forgive, because we harbor a lot of hatred in our hearts. And that's something that we really have to learn, even as adults, how to forgive. So thank you so much for calling in, Mr. Ganji. Did you have anything else to say?
Well, no, that was it. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, you must make children do they pray. And to forgive and to make shake hands.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And remember to keep it real high and fresh, Mr. Ganji. We appreciate you every week calling in and checking on us, okay?
Well, have a good week.
You too. Well, that's one thing y'all ain't finna do is talk about my Mr. Ganji. That's our number one fan right there. And you know how you just be on the phone like, okay, Lord, please don't let me just bust out laughing. Okay. But he is so sweet, and we just really, really, really appreciate him. So, Tommy, what's your final thoughts for the show tonight?
I'll say this. If you're looking for attention, there's 6 billion people on this planet. Go find it. There's attention out there.
In a positive way.
Right.
Out there for you to get attention from, for you to talk to, for you to make friends with. You don't need to have a bunch of guys you running around with committing murders and crimes. All these guys out here chasing that quick money, you like it while you're getting it. But when you get locked up, how are you getting paid then? But then
right.
You get out and you get locked back up because you're doing the same thing. You're wasting your life away. That money you made, you're not even getting to enjoy.
Right.
If you're digging in your canteen while you're locked up in prison.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, Ms. Yada, what are your final thoughts on the topic tonight?
I would just like to say, you know, men, women, all of the above, you know, stand, be your own person, you know, seek a higher power, and just try to get something that's meaningful, and you ultimately have to choose right from wrong.
Mm-hmm. And I guess my final thoughts are, you know, we all know what's going on out there. We have the statistics, we have the data, we have the information, and now we have to make a personal decision to try to promote change and try to do what we can individually to make life better, whether it's starting a mentorship program or just mentoring the people on your block or your neighborhood. But change starts with us. So if we see the problem, we all have to do something to try to rectify it. So, Z-Fly, we got 5 minutes down. You think you got time to do some ghettos?
You know I do.
Okay, well, come on with the ghettos, y'all. This is your boy, Z-Fly.
All right, y'all, 10 ways you know you ghetto. Number 10, you know you ghetto if you walk around your house in the dark, lighting candles, trying to save on your electric bill. However, you have over $300 worth of liquor in your pantry.
Okay.
Number 9, you know you ghetto if you try 6 different diets in less than 2 months. Now, that's so silly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, it ain't working, so just stop.
Wow.
Just control your mouth. That's the biggest diet in the world. I eat so much. My goodness.
Your mouth is evil. Number 8, you know your preacher ghetto if you catch him in the local bar taking shots the night before his big sermon. Now, see, but you know what I'm saying? He got to get his mind right. You know what I'm saying?
So that's how you get it right. Not through prayer and supplication, but through some shots of that Patron. I heard somebody had a shot of Patron this weekend, but I ain't going to name no names. Go ahead.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Number 10 now.
Please don't.
We're going to call him out. Number 7. You know you've been in the ghetto too long if you go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and you feel like you're in New York City.
Oh, Lord. Oh, wow. You might go kick yourself for that one.
I know, right? Mm-mm. Number six, you know you at a ghetto house when before entering they ask you to remove your shoes, but their carpet has every pee, crayon, throw-up, and mud stain on it imaginable. Have you been to my house like that?
I thought you finna get me because I do be like, hey, take them shoes off, but at least my carpet ain't dirty. Okay, that's what's up.
That's a mess. Number five, you know you are a common ghetto mess if you're entering the house of the Lord on Sunday after a long night of being a lady of the night. But you know, but see, you know, I know, but see, but maybe she's coming there to get, you know what I'm saying, to repent. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, no doubt.
Right. Okay.
We're gonna move on to number four.
Okay.
You know, you got, see, you know, you got some ghetto toes. When at the pedicure shop, Sunit has to use a blowtorch to file down your toenails.
Wow.
Gotta be Sunit.
Wow.
It's always Sunit, ain't it? Number three, you know you're about to enter a ghetto club if fist fights break out while waiting in line.
Wow.
What do you think, y'all?
That's what I was thinking about when I lived in Atlanta. Oh, Eric, I don't care where you went. They got the fire. You're like grown people. Come on now.
Grown people. You
look forward to a fight.
Grown people. That's sad. Number two, you know you ghetto if every month you have to ask Sprint for an extension because you can't pay your bill on time.
Wow.
I'm going to call myself out. But you know, I do call Sprint, but you know what? That's not my fault because, you know, they always, you know what I'm saying, they always give me those extra charges that I know I ain't did. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to pay that.
Your fault.
Even
exactly.
New York and Atlanta and everywhere around the world, but you weren't wrong. Okay.
And number one, y'all, you might have had a ghetto Labor Day if while you was barbecuing, people were showing up that you haven't seen or heard from in years.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a true story. I invited my cousin to my barbecue, and he invited five for his.
Wow.
I ain't never seen before in my life. I was like, oh, Lord, hell, okay. Well,
they always come through the barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like, you ain't got no drinks? I'm like, no.
Okay.
Hilarious. I didn't even invite y'all. What you mean you ain't got no drinks? So that's
what's up. But see, but my whole thing is, have a Bible study and see how many bring their friends.
Exactly. Well, y'all have tuned in to another live and hot week of keeping it real hot and freaky fresh. So we're going to close you guys out with another one of our songs by our new artist, James Flames. This is called It's You. So until next week, peace out and keep it real hot and fresh.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is fan fan. Cause baby, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you.
She knows that it's me, man. So amazing how she look off in that G-string. Now why would I even quit? Lose a good thing and leave you for some other chick? Hell no, you know I'm down for that long haul. We in the islands with Sean Kingston and Sean Paul. She off that ball wall, got her sitting sideways just like she bound to fall. Know what I'm saying, y'all? I know she feeling that. And yeah, she like my swag. Oh yeah, I'm feeling that. And digging on her swag. She don't even need me, I'm needing only her. She knows she like that. I say I'm looking her. Others say get the fur. Cause they ain't on no level. You and my trusted big girl. So welcome to my shadow. We bout to blast off. NASA says it is the go. So lay back, hit the Marley and enjoy the show.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is fan fan. Cause baby it's you. Yeah baby it's you.
there can never be no one else. You so fine, it's a crime, so don't hurt yourself. But you don't need me to tell you that.